Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
No hassles, no frills. It just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Hello, everybody. Good evening in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And welcome to Intimate Moments, your marriage counseling show, where we make sure that you build your marriage, you trust God with your marriage. Thank you so much for joining us. And that was a beautiful song welcoming us here on Radio Pulpit, saying Four Winds by Tebo Mngoma. We are here. We are saying you can build that marriage. You can work on that marriage. It's going to be a very interesting show tonight here on Intimate Moments. Please invite your friends, your family, go on that WhatsApp group and say, hey, tune in to Intimate Moments Channel 882 on your DSTV, or you can stream live to radiopulpit.co.za. Every Fridays from 10 till 12, we are here preaching this marriage thing. It's God thing. It's supposed to be enjoyed, not endured. That's why we always say that here on Intimate Moments. Listen, even if you are not married, please invite your friends, man. This show is also for you. If you are looking forward to see yourself being married one day, we will equip you here. We'll make sure you know what to do, how to do it. But most importantly, we will direct you to prayer. Prayer will help you in everything, in choosing the right partner. Let us quickly go to another song, and then we're going to bring our guest for tonight on Intimate Moments.
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Radio with higher purpose. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Openview 607. DSTV 882. And online at radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Oh, wow, that was a beautiful song by Thabang Mlambo saying Sinomhlobo, right here on Intimate Moments with me, Amanda Maqabo. Guys, you all know that every week I come with a guest. It's either your pastors, people who have been married for many years, who have experience, or your marriage counselors. Everyone, man, that you see when you're looking at them, you're like, these ones are just ministering in their marriages without them standing in the pulpit and saying that God said this and that and that, but gee, their lifestyle. And I have someone here all the way from in Eastern Cape, Mrs. Ngebe. Mrs. Ngebe, unjani?
Siphilile, Amanda. Siphile by the grace of God.
Amen.
Siphilile, unjani ku?
Hayi ndiyaphila sisi, kuhle, the Lord is good. And we thank God for making you available on this day and Intimate Moments, and just share your experience and how the Lord has helped you and of course we give God the glory. Thank you so much for joining us, Kwakhona, and accepting our invite.
Thank you
to
for
join
me.
Us here. Yes, please introduce yourself and greet our listeners right here on Intimate Moments.
Let me first greet you and then greet all the listeners. It's always difficult when one has to introduce themselves. You get so used to being introduced before you say anything. Then when it's time for you to introduce yourself, you struggle a bit.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
My name is, as you have said, my name is Portia Ngebe. I am from Gqeberha, born and bred in Gqeberha. I'm just a simple person that loves the Lord.
Man.
And serves the Lord. My life is in His hands, and there's nothing more to it, and there's nothing less.
Amen.
That is just me.
Amen. Welcome to Intimate Moments. This is the marriage counseling show where we make sure that everyone builds their marriage. They work on their marriage because Abantu think that abantu who have spent iminyaka emininzi kulula nje uyabo bayazi ukuthi you have to work, you work on this thing. In fact, in everything, in every gift that God gives you, you have to work on it. Ukukhula kwayo yonke lanto ixhomekeke apha kuwe. Yeah, so you can't say uzaw relax uthixo xa kunike into and then ube like uthixo unekile so mamakhube yaiva nasemsebenzini umsebenzi yawuthandazela and you have to work yabo because there are gonna be i-challenges ezabapha eyona nto ngumsebenzi ofuneka uyenzile kukuthandaza. And then God will direct you. He will lead you on how to work to build umtshato lona. Mrs. Ngabe has been married for years. Izolo ke ngoba ndimfonela uhlekile xa ndive. It was the first question and kanti mbuze nempilo uphendule. Uphendule nje i-call ndavela nathi kanene mntasekhaya utshate for iminyaka emingaphi. We share in Jelon to lay up. How many years have you been married for? And please introduce your husband, Galoku. Please, just introduce our way to cousin Aiba, Uchatele, no bani, I got.
Oh, money, you mean Gosiam? That is my king. The Chatele Otamex, everyone knows him as Otamex, so much calling guys. That handsome fella. who loves the Lord.
Man.
And I think that draw us to each other was Uthando for Inkosi.
Yes.
We do a lot of work again. We minister, we counsel, we advise.
Man.
We work with young people, we work with old people. Konke nje ukuthi masingene kuNkosi yesingene without any hesitation.
Wow. So how long have you guys been married for?
This is our 11th year.
Man.
Yes.
Hi. Uthixo amakaqhube man uthixo niyidabulishe niyitripulishe le minyaka. Nithi this is our 90th year. Yo. Nabene manina. Oh wow. And you are blessed with children. Utixunisikelele. Ungatsho nje uqalela nje abaphulaphula.
We are blessed with unyana wethu Alizwa. We are also blessed. Oh, intombi kudala siyifuna. Ubagqoba. There is again sithi kudala siyifuna. We've lost in between kwakhona ongaphumeleliyo but samthembu ukuba esisicelo sisicelayo ukuba sisifanele uzawusinika then wasipha uThixo intombazane kuAgcoba.
Ndiyayithanda le nto usandodlula kuyo. I know ayikho apha questions but ivuka ngoku nje buyithetha kule nto uba uthi nini you've lost omnye but uThixo wathembakala kukho abatshata bamameleyo ngoku that have lost uyabona abantwana but abanathemba ba blame uThixo bade ba backslider. Ungathetha uthini man kubo?
Yonke into isesandleni sikaThixo amandla. Umntu apha ebomini bam nje ndafunda into kuba ezinye izinto ezingalungiyo we may not understand it now. Singangayazi ngoku kodwa kufanele into kuba sithembe that konke kusebenziselana okulungileyo kwabo mamethembayo uThixo. That's how we took it.
Amen.
Because for me I miscarried and I tried to ask igayini into kuba kutheni kwenzeke ntoni, was there something wrong with me? Bekutheni, what if your body just rejected the pregnancy? When I started looking into that, saphela sithi maybe it was a blessing into kuba akabikho as painful as it is. Maybe isenokwenzeka into kuba my body rejected it ngoba ebengazokuphelela mhlawumbi. UThixo wabona into yobana kule lifestyle yethu this will not align. So rather sigqithe kule pain. Belinye ixesha ke ndigqithe kule pain so that I can understand omnye umntu xa esiva kabuhlungu and be able to encourage that person.
Yes, and uyabona ke when you are called by uThixo. Uthixo uyakudlulisa kwizinto not for you but for the next person for lo busaza emveni kwakho uyayiva lanto so that uzomnika amandla xexe zokhala kuwe ngenxaka enje. So namhlanje uthetha ne South Africa yonke you don't know that uThixo was preparing you for that couple imameleyo ngoku ethi hey yazi lento bendijonga negatively but tonight ndiye ndava uMrs. Ngcebe ethetha ngomhlobo at least iyayicomfort inhliziyo yam yayiva loo nto. Yes, so masiqhubeke Mrs. Ngcebe, you got married at a young age. How was that experience for you?
Sure. We are young, but Amanda, being young is a challenge on its own. Being young is a challenge today on Iowa. There's so much that you need to deal with. There's so much that you need to face. And now, ukulo young age, yako, trying to find you and find your feet. And this blessing comes. This blessing comes. Now you have to wear another hat. Firstly, you were this young woman. Now, who added this hat of being a wife.
Sure.
And that experience for me has been some kind of a roller coaster. It has been a blessing. But now I had to grow up. My experience also is the fact that to rely on God.
Okay.
Because I'm carrying something that is so much bigger than me of being a wife. So I have to be in that path. So then a total reliance on God. That was my experience in Kulisile spiritual.
Sure. Wow. Wow. And I understand that up in Chatwin is about corny challenges. Yes. How did you overcome as of challenges? You are this young person, you get married, your peers back as chat, do you get what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
And kube kona lanteta iti. Awkwazi uhlobana nomuntu ongachatanga ushatile.
The
challenge on its own because you love Ababan. Because Abashia and Ababan, it's in Lendo. How did you overcome as a challenge is in Jalo Nezinyake that we didn't mention?
We are one of the did not mention each and every challenge. So then I'm saying go into a umbrella statement. Yes, those challenges because being young and being married, the means expectation.
Yeah.
As our back kuwe. Means book scrutinize. Rose Banendwet Lomdan, we are teams of the Catin Glenda, why are we in language? Utananda Pilubom back, he dry Catalina. So you will always be under that eye, Lobabak Jungle, because you've entered this, I'll call it an institution. Your target is in those abandabasana. So there will be those expectations from your family. Because now you are going to be representing where you come from.
Yes.
They are looking at you and judging where you are coming from. Remember that you are young, you are going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
But now your mistakes will not really be understood. So there's also that around you. There's family dynamics, there's society, there's church. Because now we are moving straight from ubuntombi. There was no training. And you are expected to fit the role.
That's okay,
transition of coming from ukuba yintombi to being a wife. But you are supposed to be a wife. Now you do not even know. I want to be young. I want to dress like this. But is this dress code fitting? But I want to wear this dress. Yes, it's not revealing those women. Then I got it. But at the same time, is it appropriate for Indobango or someone's wife? So it's a constant battle that we face because you are young. We cannot deny that. Even though you are right. So now, I'm a wife, Jumama Wekaya, Jumungoskas, Wasematileni. We are Ibana Len, Jumumba, Ebandreni. I have these roles that I should be playing, Ebandreni. But now also, I want to be my age. I want to do as my age. So now, Baba, you want to go Baba, I mental breakdown. Pula transition. Baba, you Baba, I feel related to the Dobana. Baba lose a sense of who they are. The only way that I overcame it was ukujonga expectations, ndijonge ubu realistic the expectations according to the way I want to live my life, according to the way God wants me to live my life. Then I had into as it does not measure. These are my values. These are my standards. This is societal values. These are the standards of society, family, and everything else that I've mentioned. So how do I find myself? Do I align with society or not? So it always goes back to how grounded you are. That's how I overcame it. What do I want? What do I want to achieve? How do I want to be seen? How do I even want to be remembered? Even Angela, that made me overcome.
Sure. Wow, that's maturity there. I believe, though you were young, ngeminyaka, but you were very matured. You knew exactly who you are, what you want. Because if you were not that matured, So we thank God. Mrs. Ngabe. So looking back, what has surprised you most about marriage life?
Sure. When you are getting married, that's where the surprise, the first surprise in Doba. Oh, Ganenendia, come here, Umzi. Lomzi, Unmitecho Yawo. Lomzi, Unendela, Owens, Angalo, Izindo. So now I had to learn Inzela Yalapa. I had to learn characters Zalapa. I had to learn Abantu Balapa so that I can better understand them and how to deal with them. That was the first surprise. ASB, to think in Nokba, because me and my partner were together for so many years before we got married. I think for like 7 years.
Wow.
So we think in Nokba, we are just going to continue with us. There will be some slight difference. So that was the second surprise. No, I'm entering into something new. So those things, yes, I'm surprised because this is the thing I can't anticipate before I got married. Then when I got married, I got to into my thinking on the most balances, his changes as a guy.
Wow. Listening to your story, it's very inspiring. But still, but let us quickly go. Please, you can still phone your friends, WhatsApp them, tell them to join us here on Intimate Moments, Radio Pulpit, Channel 882 on your DSTV. Let us quickly go to a break. Season Pongo na Tum, that's a kaya, Mrs. Ngabe, say love, good needs or says a kufa. I'll say intro.
Yeah.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You are still tuned to Intimate Moments with me, Amanda Makabuka, and our topic for tonight is love, faith, and purpose. And our guest is Mrs. Ngabe, all the way from Chichu, Ekabeha, Ekhaya.
Yes. Yes.
Mrs. Ngabe has shared her background yakhe and her journey emchatweni. Siyaqhubeka ke ngoku, we're saying sustaining marriage and family. Mama Ngabe, we let type ungafuna ukuthiwe mama kuwe okanye
wekhalo auntie.
Banjalo banjalo babantu bachate beyanga.
Umanisikibe ngathi ngoku
ndenza mdala man.
Hayi man, bakhona oomama unqebe bandithesebenini noko abaphezulwana apha kum.
Oh wow, all right.
Yile nto ke ndandavela ndathi mna ndingu-young wife, ndenzela abantu babe lula into okuba bandibize. Naxa bendikhwaza bavele bathi young wife kuzosuka laa nto mama unqebe.
So bawuthi young wife till nini ke ngoku?
Till
because God is younger, would you
as long as he has to come here now,
and as long as my wife is young, so like young wife,
we are
going to be
here.
All right, Mrs. Ngabe, you've been married for 11 years. What principles have sustained your marriage till this far?
Okokuqala, in our marriage siyabugcina ubuthina bethu. The person that I am and the person that he is. I cannot asikwazi uexpectani into yokuba omnye abe ngomnye. What sustains us into yoba ndingulapho shiya naye ungumax.
Yeah.
And we must embrace the fact ye individuality even though we are a unit.
Yeah.
That helps us a lot. Okwesibini, into yokuba saye safundisana ukuthi sukuyinikezela into engenokuyithanda inikezwe kuwe.
Okay.
So you can only give what you can accept and take back. So laa nto izawunceda into yokuba nolwimi lwam ndilumind, I must mind how I speak with him.
All right.
Ngoba it is the same way endino expect into yoba nayathethe ngayo nam.
So
you do as you would like nomnye umntu enze kuwe in your marriage. That has helped us. Another thing, transparency.
Okay.
The transparency. Iba incwadi ethethekayo kwipartner yakho. It has helped us a lot. Into yokuba athi uba mhlawumbi bengakayithethi into besendikwazile uyirida. Into yoba this is what is happening, so that I can better approach him and try to assist where I can. Another thing, in the we focus on the solution.
Okay.
Instead of uzama prove it oba being more right. You can easily do that mosemtshatweni. In the ufuna ukuthi no, I was right, you were wrong. And that will not get us anywhere. In the nguwo wrong or more right. But what is the let us focus on the solution. So now we again tease each other. Ibe ingeyonti heavy as our kubekisa omnye. Also, what has helped us? One kule like elendo sita kaluba ngacho case ambi counseling and. What in mama like engazo kwa zukwenze kapa kuti sobabini. Indoba silale sikumbeni. I do not care indoba zoe to kubekiseka akana. Okanye wena uzabunje ukubekiseka akana kodwa lo nelanga litshoni singaphithi.
Yes. Wow.
So we held on to that up until this day. And as you know, even this is as a foundation, and this is God that is still holding us together even today.
Wow. That's beautiful. Mrs. Ngobe, there is a family. There is a ministry. Mm. There are as many responsibilities like iskolo. There's a lot. Oh. There are children. Abafuna kwenziswa kwa as homeworks. How do you guys keep spark alive? Kukho zonke izinto. How do you balance it?
Oh, the spark. Singacima inqodo yobuzizo bobo.
Yes.
Yazi i-foundation eniyileyayo in your early years, it will kill you sel ixesha lihamba lisemtshatweni. Okokuqala kuthi into uyabona le nto ingangathi ayinamsebenzi, it seems unimportant. Uyabona laa nto ye-pet name yokuba when we got married on that first year wokutshata kwethu, umyeni wam was waye waba ngumdala, an elder in the church, so he had so much responsibility, and everyone was around us would say mdala, elder. I made sure that I do not use that.
Okay.
Ngoba ndoyihito kuba ngoku nalapha endlini ndifuna umtreater as uelder.
Oh, yes, I get it. Not
my so we made sure into kuba i-pet names zethu siyazibona ngosi pet names love, darling, onke la magama. That is what we use so that singaqhelani too much and forget into kuba we are lovers. At the end of the day.
Yes.
So that is the thing. As I emphasize, we will never say tata ka alizwa, mama ka alizwa, but we'll always call each other ngamagama amnandi. So that every time you'll be reminded that this thandwa sam is. Then enye into ebethuna even in the Bible. Yabona incwadi yengoma zika Solomon. Yabona ke my husband had this tendency kwasisaqala yoba emanebe athanda uzoreciter.
Okay.
Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 18 to 19, I believe. Uneza verses atando zo recite because I'm actually someone who are reading the word.
Okay.
So he would just recite these verses and they would make me blush. Yeah, in Motherland. And spark has been the symbol, you know, but yeah, in the lower years, even in the early years, he's still doing it today. For me, any independence is spark, and for us to stay connected, I serve my husband.
Oh, wow.
That is a Igeona duty, learning that so that he assigned him to it. Serving my husband and making sure that in those cases and calls, that I remember the longest one, Jim, that always keeps me grounded. It talks about, hey, this is my king, this is my lover, this is my indoyo. So I serve him, I make sure that I can make a train and I go and give it to him with a smile. So we also do date nights. In our busy schedule, we do date nights. Okay, it's time for us to connect, it's time for us to sit down, it's time for us to talk, to be intimate with each other. So we try and do
Wow. We did mention that nina babantwana. And siyayazi kule mihla siphila kuyo abantwana ba influences izinto nje ezininzi esikolweni, zi friends, there's just a lot. How do you guys make sure that they are rooted in godly values?
Into esayigqibayo into ukuba abantwana bethu masibafundise irelationship more than religion.
Okay, wow.
It would be a relationship. Ngoba if you are teaching them religion, uzamaniki don'ts, ayenziwale. Yes, you are going to teach them foundation. Eyona nto thina eyenza into okubana esayigqibayo is that let us teach them relationship with God. So that when the time comes eyokuba babe ne-encounter with God, bakwazi uyirecognize that this is my encounter, ukuze bakwazi ukuhlala ezinyaweni zikaThixo. So sayibona into yoba it's not going to work into yoba sithi akwenziwa le nto, This is what you should do. But ukuba fundisa uthando lukaThixo and for them to understand into yokuba uThixo values and loves them and how to love God. Obedience izawuphuma kolaa thando lwabo abanalo kunye noThixo. Then when they love God, they will know how to treat omnye umntu. When they love God, they will know what is right, what is not right. Ngoba umoya kaThixo uzawuhlale kubo. And umoya kaThixo siyayazi mos into yokuba nguye oqeqeshayo nowenzisazi. So we just try and teach them true worship, not just religion.
Wow. Kukho mameleyo pha obuzayo ukuthi ubabonisa njani, ubafundisa njani uthando lukaThixo, because ababam ndiyabasa enkonzweni and that's it, but ndiyabona bandikunzima phana pha ubafundisa njani, ufaka njani uthando lukaThixo pha kuwe.
Okokuqala, as a couple, even the ability yenu ngokwe stages ke zifanele abantwana niyababonisa. You can show them you being vulnerable talking to God. Because abantwana bafunda ngobona. You can show them into yokuba this is what I'm asking from God. Kwenzele bayazi into yokubana kuyacelwa kuyathenjwa kuThixo, bahambe nawe through the process. La process yoba ulindile. You show them what you do while you are waiting on what you have asked from God. In that way, bayafunda ke ukwazi into yokuba okay, izinto zikaThixo ziyalindwa, izinto zikaThixo ziyacelwa, uThixo uyathenjwa. So you teach them through your experiences. Xa uthandaza unamaxesha akho othandaza, you can just call your child. Uthi masiguqe mntanam apha sobabini. You are teaching them into yoba umntu kufuneka unexesha lakhe likaThixo, because in my home we have devotion as a family in the morning where we are all together and we devote ourselves to God. And then siphinde in the evening siphinde sibe nexesha le-devotion. But you teach them apha emini you should have time with God. We would even take the Bible and give it to Alizwa. Did you read your Bible today? Hayi mama, khambe mani yoba nexesha kunye noThixo. Go and go in your room. Have time with God. In that way, uyamfundisa into yokuba naye makabe ne-personal relationship with God. That's how we do it.
Wow. Ayazi ukuthi noba ndindodwa but kukhona umntu okhoyo kunye nam. Uyayiva onguThixo engathetha naye nanini na. Oh, that's beautiful. And I love the fact that you tetange devotions, because most of the mistake yabazali as to ukuya nabantwana cha enkonzweni ababonisi apha endlini ukuthi we must have this relationship that you are talking about. Ayipheli pha ecaweni cha nalapha endlini. We build le altar yethu. In your room uyazihlalela nje uthethe noThixo. I really love esi strategy senu Mrs. Nqebe, and ayonto nje iphuma koni nguThixo wayityhila koni. And ndiyababona abantwana nabo bayakhula bahamba kanye le direction kaThixo yenu. Uyayiva le nto? Ndiyabona ukuthi ne-gifts siyaphuma bayacula. Uyayiva? Yabo, kumnandi ukhula ku-environment enjeyana, because bazokwazi u-identify i-purpose zabo bese bancinci. That's very important. Yabona, in life, if ubambe your purpose, akho nto inokususa phaa noba zingafika, but when uyayazi bana look, I was created for this. So ke ngoku umntana xa kwazi uyibona esemncinci, ii-pressures, peer pressures abasoze babethwe zezo nto.
And just to add, we also teach them to be honest with God. Magababe honest in their feelings with God. Ngoba siye sibabuze ntoba, how do you feel about God? We think ntoba kule veki uThixo ebehambe nawe, how did you see God's hand? We are asking them, the 13-year-old, because uyakwazi ukuyiphendula. Lo yena omncinci simbuza i-questions azakwazi ukuziphendula. But the more sibuza kulona 13, because we believe it ngoba ugqithile kwi-age of 12 years, so ingqondo nokho ihlangene. UThixo ubumhambe nawe, ubuvile umoya oyingcwele ukunye nawe. How do you feel ikhona into ofuna uyithetha kuThixo mhlawumbe engakuvisi engakamandi okanye kuvise kamandi. So we teach them also to be honest with God.
Wow. Oh man, and I also love that because ibafundisa ukuthi noba ndenze wrong ngoku ndiphazamile ane I must not run away from God. I must actually run to him and ndizixele ndiphalaze nje inhliziyo yam ukubona and oh that is beautiful. UThixo angaphinde mana anincede aqhubekeke nani nabantwana ababambe esandleni sakhe ahambe nabo until they reach i destiny zabo. Let us quickly go to uTim Godfrey saying Psalms 91. Siyabuya kwakhona apha noMessi Sinqabe.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Radio Pulpit is more than just a radio station. We're a community. For over 40 years, we've been a trusted Christian voice, bringing God's word, encouragement, and hope into homes and businesses across South Africa and beyond. As a community radio station, we depend on your prayers, support, and partnership to continue broadcasting life-changing content. Together, we can build families, equip young leaders, and share Christ's message with the nation. You can support Radio Pulpit through once-off donations by way of EFT payment, Zapper and SnapScan, monthly debit orders, or even by leaving a bequest to ensure that this voice of hope continues for generations to come. Visit www.radiopulpit.co.za for banking details and QR codes. Stand with us, because Radio Pulpit needs you to survive and thrive.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.